Hello, and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. It's December. We're in the middle of the Christmas rush. You are marketing like crazy. You're getting orders in like crazy, I very much hope. And it just feels like utter chaos. You've got all these things to do. You've got orders to get out. You've got to keep marketing on social media. You need to keep emailing your list. You need to keep track of your finances, keep track of your yarn. Make sure your postage goes out. Make sure all the little details are settled. And it's just so much. And it's so easy to get overwhelmed. It is so easy to get burnt out. So how do you manage all this? When everything is absolutely insane, how do you keep track of it all? How do you manage it all? How do you get it all done? And when you're in the middle of this crazy season, because December is, without a doubt, it's chaotic, it's absolutely insane, how do you cope? And the first thing to acknowledge is that you're one person. With all the will in the world, you cannot keep everything going when everything is this nuts. Because not only do you have to deal with all of your business needs, which had that big to-do list, you've got your own family needs and personal needs. And that's going crazy too, because you've got to get everything ready for Christmas. You've got to fit family visits in. You've got to get all the presents bought, wrapped, figuring out what the kids are doing and school plays and everything. It's too much. It is way, way too much. You as a one person cannot do it all. With the best will in the world, you cannot do it all by yourself. And if you have no one else that can help you, the best thing you can do is acknowledge that something is going to drop off the list. Something isn't going to get done. And that's okay. What matters is that you get the important things done. So you need a priority list. You need to make sure you get done what you must get done. And everything else can wait till later. So, how do you do that? How do you start? How do you know what the priority is when everything feels like it's the priority? No, when everything needs doing right now, how do you know what's more important than the other? And you have to start making a list. Make a list of what your priority is going to be each day. Now, it should be the same thing each day. We're not talking about getting very specific. We're talking about generally. Generally speaking, what should your priority be each and every day? And make that list of what is the most and least important. But the most important is going to be doing what people have paid you for. If people have paid you for your crochet already, you've got to do that first. Because otherwise, you're going to have angry customers, you're going to get bad reviews, you're going to get demands for refunds. And we don't want to do that. Better to keep on top of what you've already been paid for than trying to concentrate on bringing new business in. Because bringing new orders in is going to add to your plate. And when you're already overwhelmed, as nice as those orders are, as nice as it is to have that money in your bank account, if you've got to add to your stress, then you're running the risk of not being able to fulfill your obligations. So deal with what you've already got. Once you've done the orders that need to be gotten out today, you got to do your postage, you got to get things out. Okay, it's not done until it's out of your hands and in the postage system or delivered by email, whichever way you need to do it. You've got to do what you've been paid for and get it absolutely completely finished. Priority number one. Priority number two is going to be making sure that you've got all the yarn you need for any orders that you're going to be coming in. Because if you don't have the supplies, you can't keep making things. So what yarn do you have left? Do you need to take anything as out of stock on your shop? Do you need to let people know on your social media know that you cannot make an item right now because you just don't have the yarn left? Keeping stock of what you have and what you can deliver, also very important because you don't want to get people's hopes up that you can deliver when actually you can't. So make sure that you keep track of your yarn stash and that you have enough for the orders that hopefully will be coming in, especially if it's something that's really popular. Right, so we've done that. What's next? How are we going to bring in more orders? Do you have room for more orders? It's really easy to lose track of your time over Christmas. It's really easy to lose track of how long things are going to take, when the last postage dates are, how many slots you actually have available, how much time you need for your personal business, you know, doing all the things for the kids, getting all the presents together. One more order is not going to be, you know, what breaks the bank. It's not going to be what stops you from paying your bills. But one more order could be what breaks you. So we don't want to take on more than you can handle. And it's knowing how much more you can handle. So as we get to the countdown towards Christmas, at what point do you shut orders off? Because orders for larger things, things that are going to take more time, you're going to have to stop those before you stop orders for small things because they're not going to take you as much time to make. So you need to know what your final deadlines are. Know what they are and make sure that your audience knows. Send out that newsletter with the cutoff dates. Make sure you keep posting those dates on your social media. Keep everyone informed. And it can be just be a stock post that you post every couple of days just to keep everyone in the loop. So you don't need to create something fancy every time. There is nothing wrong with having a stock image that you reuse at this point in the year because no one has time to create brand new content right now. It's just too much. So reusing posts is just fine. No copying and pasting from previous newsletters, also just fine. This time of year is about just keeping your head above water and not making more work for yourself than you absolutely need. So then, bring in more orders. Do you need to put out more posts on social media? Do you need to send out another newsletter? Which avenue is the easiest way for you to get new orders? If it's your social media because it's absolutely on fire, then fantastic, post on social media. The email can wait. But if you get more orders through sending an email out, then send that out and forget your social media right now. Things are so crazy that you really don't want to be doing things that are not going to pay their way. And so if you're dealing with a social media that's a bit lackluster right now, it's just really not reaching many people, then this is not the time to try and bring it back to life. Leave it alone. You don't need to make any more work for yourself than is absolutely necessary. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if it is broke, leave it alone. The fix can wait till later. You want to only be doing the things that are going to bring back the best return for your time. That is what's going to pay you the most. What's going to pay off if you do take the time to do it? You want to make sure you're getting something back for your time right now, because anything else is not that big of a priority. It's not that big of a deal. Now is not the time. So once you've done that, now what? Well, now you go back to the top of your priority list. Because if you've now got social media posts out or your newsletter out and orders are now coming in, you've now got to make those. Always cycle back to your biggest priority. If an order comes in, get it made. The sooner that's done and out, the sooner you can move on. And decide if you can take more orders on. Decide how much time you have left. Keep an eye on your yarn stash. And of course, in between all of this, you've got to make time for yourself. And one of the biggest things we forget when we've got all this coming in is that we do need to take time. We got to breathe. We've got to take care of ourselves. Because what you don't want to do is burn out. Because burnout, when it really strikes, it stops you from doing anything. It's not a case of feeling a bit tired. It's not the case that it just needs an hour's rest. Real burnout stops you from doing things for days or even weeks at a time. And when that strikes, there is nothing you can do about it. And it's really frustrating. I've put myself there several times in the past. Not fun. It is very frustrating. It feels absolutely devastating because part of you feels like you're just being lazy, but actually you just cannot get your brain to function to do the things that you feel you should be doing. You need to avoid that because it can shut down your entire festive sales period. So take time for yourself. Make sure that you have business hours, that you still have time to do what needs to be done in your personal life, and leave time for you. You know, even if it's just an hour reading your favourite book or just sat in front of Netflix doing nothing. Make sure you take time for you and make sure that time is planned in. Because if you don't take it into account, you're going to pay for it later. Yes, Christmas is the biggest selling season of the year, but that's no good. It's no good taking advantage of that as much as possible if you don't take care of yourself and you end up burnt out. And I don't think it's something that's talked about enough in when it comes to sales and Christmas time, is that it's so easy to kind of destroy yourself in the process. And why are you doing this? Why are you creating this crochet business for yourself that's bringing all these orders in and bringing all this money in if it's going to cause so much pain and burnout? Not a fun place to be. And really to be avoided. So make sure that you are a priority as well. Not just the orders, not just the numbers in your bank account, but your well-being. Because if you're not taking care of that, why? That becomes a question, is why are you doing that if you're pushing yourself to those extremes? So get your priority list together. Make sure that you are doing what needs to be done. Anything that is not going to bring in the money or keep your business running day to day can wait. It is not the time to start reviving a social media account that isn't really doing much right now or getting much reach or engagement. Leave it be. It can wait till January. And just do the things that are absolutely necessary. Once you deal with your priority list, if you have time for anything else, then great. But maybe not. But make sure you include yourself and the time you need for your personal life in there, because that is absolutely a priority too, and you have the right to take time out for that. You know, you want your own business because it gives you flexibility of time. So take advantage of that. You know, losing an order is not going to be the difference between paying your bills and not. But it can be the difference between destroying your family's Christmas and destroying your well-being. So take on only what you can take on. When it's time to stop orders, say so. Say you're closed for business. You may get people messaging you saying, just one more order, please, can you fit me in? But their lack of planning is not your emergency. You have no obligation to. Do not let them guilt you. It is perfectly acceptable to have boundaries in your business, to set them and keep them. No is a complete sentence. And knowing what you're worth, knowing how valuable your time is one of the ways to prevent burnout and have a truly successful crochet business that's going to keep running for years to come. Because those boundaries and having those priority lists are going to be what keeps you sane in this unbelievably busy period of time. So do what you need to do. And if that means saying no and shutting down early, so be it. Take care of yourself, take care of your business, take care of your customers. Know what your priorities are, know what your boundaries are, and do things your way. Take the time out you need. So thank you for listening. And if you've enjoyed listening or watching this podcast, then please do leave a review. You can leave it wherever you're listening or watching, or you can go to crochetbusinessschool.com/review, and I would really appreciate it. So thank you very much for watching, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.